to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Pro-Am Wednesday.
Yeah!
Nico and Cheyenne.
Woo-hoo.
This is our last day in the studio until we broadcast live from the Phoenix Open tomorrow.
Hole 18. We're going to be like right on the other side of the green. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We got some fun stuff lined up for that. So if you're in the area, if you have access to the 1892 Club or whatever it's called,
it's there.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
And we'll have Nico fun Cheyenne! Stuff to do.
And then we'll hear you. We'll be like Marco Polo. And then we'll yell back.
Yeah, absolutely. That works for me.
Yeah.
So I'm psyched for that. And then we got Jelly Roll tonight.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. And then tomorrow, of course, Luke Bryan with Nate Smith.
Nate Smith and Luke Bryan.
So good.
That's so good. Nickelback on Friday night.
You speak my language.
You know Cheyenne is psyched about that.
I am literally, I've told everybody, if I'm there, I'm not there for work. I'm not doing nothing work related.
Yeah. That's me Friday at the Open.
It's going to be wild.
Friday at the Open, no work whatsoever.
None.
So if they're trying to tie me down to do anything, I ain't doing it. I'm showing up in my chonies, and that's about it.
That's the way we wanted you to show up, so thanks.
All right, coming up on the show, we got Lauren Elena tickets.
Who? No, we don't. Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson. I was reading something while
She's
I said
pregnant.
That. What?
Lauren Elena is pregnant.
I thought you meant Lainey is pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
She's about to go on tour.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked by that. I would not be shocked by that. Are these people trying to impregnate her?
Lainey Wilson is not pregnant. She is going on tour. We do have tickets for you, for her, at about 7:25.
What else can I mess up this morning at 6 o'clock a.m.?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, this is Tom and Bob's show. I'm Tom. That's Bob over there.
What's up?
No, we're going to have fun today. So stick around, Camel Nation. Thanks for hanging out. Nico and Cheyenne, let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hannah's husband, Pete, is relentless, Cheyenne.
Okay.
I'm talking, this guy will not give in on this one thing that he likes to do to his wife, and she absolutely hates it.
Oh, boy. Should this be seen? Is it clean?
He does it in public.
Okay.
It's pretty clean.
Okay. But she doesn't like it.
She told him to stop a lot.
Oh, and he's like, no.
He's not going to stop. We're going to let her know now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes, who is this?
Hey, Hannah. My name's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
What is Nico Breaks the News? What is that?
Oh, it's just something I do. I get news and I deliver it eloquently, if I may. And I have news for you today, Hannah.
I'm not interested.
I have news. It's from your husband, Pete.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you interested now?
Yeah, what is going on?
So your husband, Pete, has acknowledged your request that you have told him over and over and over again to no longer call you Hannah Banana in professional and social settings. And Pete has a response to that. He couldn't say it to your face because he knew that he'd be in trouble for it. So here I am. And unfortunately, your request has been denied. He will call you Hannah Banana forever and always. Hannah Banana.
No. It's so embarrassing.
Hey, Hannah, it's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. So,
hi.
So he was like, she keeps telling me to stop doing that when we were private, but she will never say it in public. She just takes it. So how often does he call you Hannah Banana? What is this all about?
It's just something that he started when we first got together, and I think at first it was cute, but then like he's done it around my colleagues. And
can we just first appreciate the fact that he acknowledged that you said it?
Yeah.
And basically just said,
yeah, he's like, no,
this is how it is.
I don't care if we're having dinner with your boss and we're talking about the advancement of
you
your corporation.
You Hannah Banana.
It's still, hey, Hannah Banana, can you grab me that roll?
I vote, Hannah, that you just embrace it and you just let people know it's the most endearing thing that he does and you won't change that about him.
Oh.
Yeah, he had one final message for you. I love you so much, Hannah Banana.
Aww, Hannah Banana. Oh. You can't be mad at that.
No, I'm not mad. It is legitimately embarrassing sometimes, but you know what? This is cute. He's cute.
Yeah. That's cute.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
75. 75 is the perfect temperature.
Outside. When it's sunny.
Outside, inside, every side. 75.
75 is solid.
Right?
Yes.
What argument do you have against 75?
I don't have any argument against
75. In the wintertime, it's cozy.
It's
in the summertime,
so nice.
It's just cool enough.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I noticed you were silent.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to say about 75 being the perfect temperature?
It just depends on the room, man, and the insulation. I've been in some 75s that didn't feel so 75.
Let me tell you what. Nothing tears a team apart quite like a thermostat war. Okay, that's where we're at right now because...
That's why I just concede all the time.
He really is really good about it most of the time.
Yeah.
There are other times, though, when he goes, guys, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Today would be that day. Today is the day where we're a little chilly.
I'm freezing. I'm wearing a hoodie.
Hands in the pockets.
Normally, I will wear a winter hat also, and I'm still cold.
A winter hat.
You love... cold rooms.
I really don't. If I can start feeling it in my fingertips,
Sorry, I'm not done. And you will proceed to wear shorts and a t-shirt when it's freezing in a room.
It's diabolical, to be completely honest.
I am not a lizard.
No.
But my blood runs a little colder than most.
Yep.
Clearly.
Okay. I don't need that extra Mr. Freeze, answer for this accomplishment.
Why? Why is it the way that it is?
Why are you the way you are?
I don't know, man. I just like to be comfortable.
It's warm and toasty.
It's winter and it's cozy in here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Abe's got 3 drips of sweat off his brow and he's going, I don't know how y'all doing.
I don't know, guys. It's getting a little hot in here.
I don't know how you do it.
And we're like, what are you talking about? It's so
Meanwhile,
nice.
Meanwhile, he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt and I'm bundled up with a Carhartt hoodie on.
We are different breeds.
We are.
It's definitely not. Yeah,
it's a good old-fashioned battle of the sexes in here.
The crazy thing about it.
Which makes you a girl.
I'm a girl.
Oh, he's definitely a lady.
The crazy thing about it, you guys can make fun of my girlness. That's cool. The crazy thing about it is I grew up in the Northeast where it was cold all winter long.
Same.
So you would think that I have become more accustomed to the cold temps.
Yeah, what's up with that?
This is what people don't understand is that when you grow up in it, you don't want it.
You don't want it. You don't want it anymore.
You don't want it. I want it to be warm.
You don't want it anymore.
By that calculation, when you grow up with extreme heat...
You want it to be... You know what? Huh. The math just...
You want it to be cool.
Oh, man. That's so weird. Yeah.
You want it to be cool.
You really hit that one right...
You know what?
Well,
Abraham.
Let's just remind the audience of the name of the show, shall we? Nico and Cheyenne.
Guess who's winning the thermostat battle?
We love you, Amy, baby.
It's like playing strip poker in this piece, man.
I'm going to put one of those annoying, like, lock boxes over the thermostat.
So Abraham can't touch it.
It's going to have a combination lock on it or something.
Honestly, if you just raised it up about 8 inches, I probably wouldn't be able to reach it.
Sarah in Mesa, who has a thermo war going on in her home. Good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm going to win the battle because I'm pregnant and I am about to give birth, so I have all the authority.
First of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome on being pregnant, awesome on almost being done.
Absolutely.
I can't take it anymore. I'm just so hot. Blasting my air conditioning. I'm sweating in places that I didn't even know that I could see. Like, I'm so disgusting and I'm so hot and I'm just cranking our AC. And my husband is wearing sweaters.
He's wearing a winter jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is accustomed to the snuggie
and
at
also,
all hours of the day.
He has to do whatever you want him to do.
Yeah.
So.
Right? I mean, that's what I said. I can't. I mean, I'm procreating. I'm giving life. I'm like, he needs to just... you know, be quiet and deal with it. Because I'm the vessel, and he just has to do what I say. So I'm winning.
I'm here for your winning. I'm 1,000% here for that.
That is an AC bill that I would be happy to pay.
Absolutely. She is creating life. Good for you.
Can I get that in writing?
It's endorsed by Nico and Cheyenne.
And remember, Nico and Cheyenne make great names.
We do.
FYI.
Yeah.
We got to do an activity yesterday that I would say in my personal life I would never do ever.
I probably wouldn't either, but I'm really happy that we got the chance to experience this.
Not only
it was so bougie
because it was so cool of an experience, but it gave us a one-of-a-kind item that you can't get anywhere else in the world, Cheyenne.
Nowhere else, because they're unique to you and yourself.
And we are talking about the Rancher Hat Bar.
That place is 10 out of 10. Not only is it cute and stylish, and you get something super unique to you, but can we talk about the customer service?
Well, I mean, we might have gotten a little bit of special treatment.
No, they're like that with everybody, Nico.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sure they take care of everyone. I'm sure everyone gets taken care of very well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe they put a little bit more, frosting on that cake for us.
I think that that's just how they are all the time.
I guarantee one thing. You're going to come out of there with an amazing product, which is your own custom personalized hat.
Yes.
These cowboy hats are insane. We will post them on our social media. Mm-hmm. Nico and Cheyenne. We got photos for days, videos.
So many
of the
photos
experience.
And videos. Yeah.
This one was on Fifth Ave in Scottsdale. There's another location on Scottsdale Road a little bit further north.
Yeah.
But man, Joanna the hat artiste.
She is a rockin' lady.
Absolutely crushed
it. She is the coolest person I think I've met in a while.
Just to put it into perspective here, you can grab a hat from the wall and then you can do whatever you want with it. You can tie things onto it. You can cut it up.
I had things sewn onto my hat.
Yeah.
Like with a needle and thread.
I had porcupine quills stuck into the side of my hat.
She lit your hat on fire.
She lit it on fire, folks.
It was so cool.
So I literally just picked a hat off the wall, and this is how good she is because I'm not going to be like, oh, my dream hat has this and this and this. But she literally goes, okay, I have a vision for you. I'm like, I just walked in here. How do you have any
You
vision?
Don't even know my name.
She goes, I can see your skin tone. I can tell your personality a little bit by how you're styled, by your dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she put together this insane hat for me.
Yeah, she nailed it.
I'm going to love on this thing for the rest of my life.
It might become a part of your personality, to be completely honest.
I believe I might be cowboy hat guy 24/7. My wife would be like, babe, we're going to bed now. You can take your hat off.
She'd be like, no, it sleeps with me.
No, this is where you and I differ in opinion.
That's amazing.
Your hat looked cool, too.
Yeah, my hat was it's very elegant, and I kind of went the same route that you did. I said, I don't know what I want. My personality is very sparkly. I'm very blingy, but I also love, soft lace, because I love, that romantic soft touch. And she said, say less. I said, the one thing I wanted on it was a cross. I wanted a cross on it somewhere. Originally, I was going to have it branded and burned into the side.
Yeah.
But she had one left. It was one gold cross pin that she stuck in the side of my cap.
That's so cool.
And it is so cute.
It
looks like me in a hat.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Joanna was fantastic.
Producer AB Baby's hat turned out to look like he was a producer of music in 1842 in Deadwood, Wyoming.
She nailed his personality, though.
Absolutely.
It looks so good.
She did such a great job. I didn't know what to expect. I let her pick half the stuff, to be honest. I picked out two things, and
that's
she was
smart.
Like, yeah.
She's like, it needs more.
She knew what worked together.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a date night, man, how cool would that be?
That's a great date
go
night.
Go make some custom hats together.
Yeah.
Or you just need a custom hat, or if you just want a hat that looks super fly, check out the Rancher Hat Bar.
Yeah.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Is this skill or is this luck?
I'm leaning on luck.
You be the judge, Camel Nation.
He lines up a putt cross court for a new Porsche. He's got the line. It rolls smoothly down the court, breaking and gaining speed. It looks like it's a good line, and it's in!
And it's in!
It's in!
The Tiger Pump
Holy guacamole. This dude sank a 94-foot putt in the middle of a Nebraska college basketball game.
And he won.
And he won a Porsche.
That is, first of all, props to him because I, like, you go to games, right? And you always see, like, these half-court challenges and on-court challenges or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have the parts in my body that are big enough to do that.
No?
Okay? No.
You wouldn't even be able to compete?
I'm terrified of embarrassing myself in front of people.
Oh, you're so worried about yourself. You're great, Cheyenne.
I know that.
Stop that, dude.
I know, but I just
Stop being so hard on yourself. You're
scared.
A very talented woman.
Thank you.
I think you should hold yourself to that standard.
But that doesn't mean I don't get stage fright.
I thought you were going to be like, so I think you should take more half-court shots in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah, exactly. Porsches. Like 20,000 people. That sounds
also, can we
terrifying.
Also congratulate ourselves for saying Porsche?
We did.
You know, the Porsche people will appreciate
our
that.
Our boss will
Everybody
love it.
Else in the world will be like, yeah, it's a Porsche, dude.
No, it's
stop,
a Porsche.
Stop being fancy with us.
It's Porsche.
So yeah, this guy sank a 94-foot putt on a basketball court.
It went from one baseline to the other.
It was unbelievable.
It was really impressive, actually.
Fun fact, I used to live in Detroit, and a part of my job was to go out to all the Detroit Pistons home games and host a half-court, $100 half-court
shot.
Oh,
that's cool.
It was $100.
Still, though. That's a lot of money to some people.
I just went for the most part
Especially
just
Detroit.
So I could sit courtside until like it was my turn to like go on the court.
Yeah.
And it was always really, really fun. But again, it was $100, folks. It was not a Porsche.
Yeah.
But it was a half court shot. So what we would do is after they missed, because 99.999% of the half court shots they miss.
Right.
I would let them take another one from like right up underneath the basket.
And then you would still give them
$100.
Yeah,
I'd give them $100.
Oh, I love that.
So everybody was happy at the end of the day.
Yeah. That's what it's about. It's about people winning. But this was like, as much as we want to say luck, that was skill. Like the fact that he was able to do what he did.
You got a little bit of both here.
Yeah.
You can't.
50-50?
You can't. 94 foot putt. That's not scary. Like, there's got to be a little
luck
involved.
He had the line up right, though.
It's like God has to have touched that ball.
But you had to have the line right.
Yeah. I mean, if you're completely off, it's one thing.
But, exactly.
But yeah, he absolutely drained it. I don't know how much the Porsche was worth, but probably like 50 grand, 60
A lot
grand.
More than those tickets he paid for to be there
exactly.
were, for sure.
And it just makes me feel like I'm just such a loser when it comes to something like games of chance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't win anything.
Neither do I.
That's why I don't gamble. That's why I don't gamble.
Yes, I know, exactly.
Because I would be broke.
Yeah,
still
I don't want
chasing that high of the win.
Without getting the high of the win.
Without getting the payoff.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not here for that. So.
There we go, ladies
Good for
and
that
gentlemen.
Guy.
This guy's lucky and we are still crap.
So we're still here. Go us.
We still work. Well, I mean, I hope
he
he's
probably
not
does
his job.
Too.
A woman gets kicked out of a concert for dancing?
It's wild. Because that's what you do.
I saw the video. She was shaking her thing.
Oh, she was rolling and scooting and touching and doing all
like,
the things.
It was juvenile 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you better back that thing up.
Oh, she
Girl,
was.
You look good. But she was at Luke Combs' Mitchell Tenpenny show.
Mm-hmm. And Mitchell Tenpenny was on stage doing his thing.
Yeah.
And she was just feeling it. Like, the music was inside her, you know?
There was something inside of her. It looked
booze.
Like she was definitely
was
happy.
Yeah, inside of her.
That's where I was going with this, people. Get your minds out of the gutter.
I'm here for you. I was steering the boat.
I appreciate the alley-oop right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Australia also. We should also point that out.
Yeah.
So this is not like American culture concert going because a lot of people are sitting down.
Yeah.
And she's the only one not only standing up but dancing her butt off.
Yeah, she's living her best concert life.
Loving
for sure.
It. She's getting every one of those Australian dollars out of this concert.
Yeah.
So if it costs like 100 Aussie dollars, she's getting every penny mm-hmm. by dancing her ass off.
But everybody around her said, no.
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 No. Are you dancing too much? No. That was a good one, Cheyenne.
Thank you.
I always say no.
My kid does.
Because my GPS
time.
Is Australian.
Of course.
So if it
is.
Ever says, please make a right here. I go, no. So, yeah, this lady, she's having a good time. She looks like she's performing.
It does look performy, but to me, it looks like she's trying to get everybody like she's eye contacting people. Like, let's go.
She's like, hey, guys, like, what's going on?
Dance. Get it.
Right.
I don't blame her.
Get your asses up and dance. Oh, here she is again. There's another view of it.
There's a multiple views.
She is full-blown doing choreography. It seems like she performed this, practiced it, and this is her.
1,000%.
I see what's going on. She's getting in, like, the aisle.
Yeah, she's living her best life.
She's getting in the aisle, which they're pulling the old, like, ma'am,
stay in your seat.
You can't be in the aisle. You're blocking the aisle. It's a blocking the aisle situation.
It was for a brief moment in time.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
Because everyone else around her is sitting down.
Yeah.
While she is rocking out to Mitchell Tampa.
She is getting her money's worth. And I'm upset that everybody had to potty poop on her time. And everybody's got a party pooper. And it was the security guards.
I have one of the most unfortunate concert stories of all time.
What do you mean?
It comes from my wife, Brooklyn Dana.
Oh, we're outing her again?
It's so good. It happened a long time ago. It happened a really long time. Okay. And the worst part is, she didn't even want to go to this concert.
Oh, God.
At all. For this band that she did not like.
All right. We got to jump into the song, so tell me about it.
I'm going to tell you about it next. Okay. Stick around, Camel Nation. So here's the story. Nico and Cheyenne.
I'm sitting on my edge. Sitting on the edge of the seat.
Talking about
this
woman.
I'm on the precipice of my right now.
On the precipice of your seat.
Yep.
There was a woman that got kicked out of a Luke Combs / Mitchell Tenpenny show. She was dancing her butt off, and apparently she was dancing too much. And we're talking about concert fails for the most part. My wife, Brooklyn Dana, did not, and I repeat, she did not want to go to the Guns N' Roses reunion show.
Which I don't know why she wouldn't want to go to that.
Well,
that's amazing.
They never sound good.
So? It's Guns N' Roses.
yeah, but they don't sound good.
Why
would you
want
to pay money to see Axl Rose go, welcome to the jungle? It sounds bad. So she said her friend was forcing her. I didn't care because I've seen him a trillion times over the years. Mm-hmm. I do not need to see the latest Guns N' Roses.
Right.
So she goes to the concert begrudgingly. Not happy about it. She spent money for this ticket. I think it was like $180 or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not happy.
Yeah.
They get to their seats, right? They get to their seats where they're just below the next level balcony, whatever it is.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
so
yeah.
She's kind of got like the last seat in the row before they go up to the balcony. About 20 minutes into Guns N' Roses' set, she starts to feel a trickle on her head.
No. No, 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 no.
She cannot move out of the way. Because they're crammed in their seats and there is a man peeing from the balcony on her head.
No!
Can you believe that?
What did she do?
She like busted out of there, but her head was stuffed with pee. Ah!
That's not funny. I'm sorry, Dana.
This guy
funny.
Was not... missing November rain.
He made his November rain.
Oh, your poor wife.
I know. And ever since then, she like, whenever we get into our seats, she's always looking up. She's like, is there anyone above me?
Yeah, she's got PTSD.
Yeah.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We're headed out to the Open after this show today to hang out for the Pro-Am.
I am stoked.
Yeah. I'm ready for it,
Tori Lovello's playing, and I love Tori. I love his wife, too. She's amazing. So I can't wait to watch him walk by. I go, Tori!
You are his number one fan.
I love Tori. I'm sorry. He's a dude's dude.
Baseball managers have a few fans.
They do.
And... one of them is Cheyenne.
It's me.
There's a lot of celebrities playing the Pro-Am.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald's going to be there. Corbin Burns, who just signed on with the D-backs, is going to be there. So is Zach Gallen. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be there. Him and his wonderful beard. The coach of the Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon's there. Aaron Rodgers. Rob Riggle's coming to town. Jelly Roll's actually already here, and he's playing in the Pro-Am.
Yeah. How's he going to do that? He's going to play in the Pro-Am.
He's going to be tired. He's going to be tired.
I mean, he's got some stamina, that boy.
Hardy did that last year, though. Hardy played in the Pro-Am and then turned around and did Bird's Nest. So,
yeah, well.
It's definitely doable.
It's going to be a great day.
You know who's not playing in the Pro-Am?
You.
It's really unfortunate. And you're not either.
I am also not playing. I don't expect to play, though.
I think one day
you
will.
But. And I'm just throwing this out there. Waste Management, Phoenix Open people.
Yeah.
If you ever need a fill-in, I'm not saying I'm a celebrity. That's not what I'm saying. But
we're golfers.
I will golf in the celebrity pro-am if you would like me to.
As long as you don't charge me the $15,000.
Oh, yeah. No, that's corporate sponsorship.
I will play. Also really cool, there is a golfer from ASU who is also playing in Waste Management.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's really good.
Does he have like a corporate exemption?
No, he has he got like a sponsorship for it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't pronounce his name, but he's from Spain. And
oh, vamos.
Yeah.
You know who else is from Spain that played for ASU?
Please tell me.
Jon Rahm.
Yeah, I know. And I know that because I watched an article on this ASU golfer.
He will not be playing the Phoenix Open, unfortunately.
But this kid will. So I'm excited to watch that go down, too. It'll be fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's all happening. It starts today! And then tomorrow, we're broadcasting live from the Phoenix Open, 18th hole. Come and find us, and then we'll be at Naismith, Luke Bryan. And then Friday, I'm going to be there for Friends Day Friday, probably getting a little silly.
I'll be at Nickelback getting super silly.
No work will be done. Right after the show, put my drinking pants on. All right, so we're going to see you there. And then, of course, we are going to be at Jelly Roll tonight.
For sure.
We will be rocking out. I will be the loudest girl in the room.
Perfect.
Jelly Roll! Ah! It's going to be a fun day. Phoenix Open, let's go. I have a folder on my phone that's strictly for purchases. So,
huh?
Yeah, it's got every app that I'm going to use to buy stuff off of.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
What's cool about it is I have them all organized perfectly.
Wow.
I've got AliExpress. I've got DHgate. I've got Temu. All the Chinese garbage websites that you buy crap from.
Yeah.
That takes like 3 or 4 weeks to arrive. But I'll tell you what, I've gotten some pretty sweet stuff on there that I didn't care if it was authentic or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where a lot of people buy their replica stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no restrictions in China, so they just go wild.
They just buy whatever, and it looks, I mean, for the most part, a lot of them look pretty decent.
Yeah, a lot of them are decent because they literally are manufactured there. So all they do is just take the label off of it, and they're making the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But you must read the description.
The description is everything when it comes to like these sites like Temu.
My wife has a bad problem of saying, oh, it didn't look like that in the picture. I was like, but what did it say? She got a chair once, and it was for like a dollhouse. I'm like...
She didn't read the dimensions.
She's like, wow, this $2.75 chair is a great deal. It was a dollhouse chair. You gotta read the description.
Yes. There's a painting set, like a picture that I want really badly for my garage. It's like a weightlifting bar that I use.
Yeah.
And it's really bright. It's really colorful. And it just looks like paint splatter. And I want it so bad. But I'm nervous to buy it because of the dimensions.
Yeah.
The dimensions are dimensioning. Okay? Like, they look legit. But what if...
Yeah.
What if it's not?
What if it's not?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for dimensioning the dimensions.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there was a gentleman in Savannah, Georgia, who bought a drill from AliExpress, which is one of these wholesale Chinese knockoff apps or sites, whatever. Everything's super cheap. He received a picture of a drill instead. And then
he didn't even get a baby drill.
No, he went on to further read the description, and at the very bottom in the small print it said, this is a picture of a drill.
He was bamboozled.
Yeah. That's a really tough one right there.
That's a hard pill to swallow because it's not like you can send it back because you didn't get what was pictured. No, you got exactly what was pictured. You just didn't read the description.
You got a picture. I mean, that's a scam if I've ever heard one right
there.
That's
so funny.
And this guy thought he got such a great deal because he paid $23 for this power drill that he went ahead and bought more power tools. That were pictures of power tools.
That's poor guy.
It's embarrassing. Man.
How do you tell your buddies? How do you face your buddies like that? After you told them,
you don't tell anyone.
I just got a smoke and deal on a drill. I can't wait for it to come in. And the buddies are waiting to hear about your drill. And you're like, well, It's framed because it was a picture.
It is a nice picture. I did put it in a frame.
Yeah.
I had to.
What else
do
you
do? I paid $23 for it. Yeah, that's something you just don't make public ever. You do the
you
do not talk. But thankfully, he did, and now we're talking about it.
Thanks, so, guy.
The lesson here is read the dang description. Now, whether you're grabbing deals off Shein or any of these discount sites, Cheyenne, have you ever done this?
I have not bought from any of them yet. I have full carts on pretty much all of them, and I just can't pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I can't do it.
Let us know if it's worked out for you or if it was a big failure. 602-894-5653. Read the description, folks.
No matter what. No matter what, and always double check the dimensions.
Absolutely. Measure twice, cut once.
Yep.
I don't know how that applies here.
It does, because if you measure twice and cut once, no matter what you're doing, you don't got to go back and fix it no matter what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we got Clay in the Toque. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I got a quick little story here. So I bought an electric sander on Facebook Marketplace. You know, one of those things like before you paint something, you got to strip it and
what's
sand it and all
what's,
that.
What's going on with the power tool fails right now?
Yeah, I don't know. What's happening? Continue. Right.
So you were buying a belt sander or something to sand a... Yeah, okay. I got it.
I meet the guy at a Starbucks parking lot and he shows me the drill. I'm like, oh, it looks pretty good. It's in pretty good shape and has its plug and all that. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, it works? He goes, yeah, of course. Yeah, I only use it 2-3 times. I'm like, oh, and it looked brand new. Like, it looked good. I'm like, okay. I should have plugged it in there and I didn't. And then paid him and then went home. And the next day I started my project and I plug it in and the thing is not turning on whatsoever.
No.
Dang.
Yeah. I was doing like some investigation inside the drill bit and it looked like something was like lodged in there. And so I don't know if he's got kids or maybe the dog got a hold of it, but it was something I couldn't fix. And I'm like, this is worthless. And so.
Hey. Did you reach out to him?
Yeah.
I tried reaching back to him on Facebook, the messenger, and then he deleted it. And I could
Did you give him a bad review? Like, you can go back and review the people you bought it from?
Yeah, I actually, that's a good point. I haven't, but I should.
Dumb question, but nevertheless, I ask dumb questions all day. Did you read the description? Did it say in the description?
Not in working order.
That it worked.
Yeah, I thought I did. That's a good point. And I can't go back and check now because it's gone. But
yeah.
I thought I did.
See?
Oh, man, that sucks. How much money did you lose?
$90.
Dang.
He swindled you.
Wow. You were getting a discount at $90 for a belt sander?
Yeah. Well, expensive.
Should have got it from Temu or... AliExpress.
Maybe it would have at least turned on.
Or maybe a photo of it.
Both equally worthless.
I see frustration on your face this morning.
It's
too early for this frustration, Cheyenne.
These kids be driving me crazy. Somebody explain to me how kids can be so similar from the same mom and yet so different. My youngest, Easton, brilliant. He's a nerd.
Genius.
Acing math and science.
Love it.
My almost 14-year-old is failing home ec. How do you fail home ec? It is a participation trophy class.
I thought you were going to say he's failing math and science, but no.
No,
no.
He's failing
home ec.
Home ec. All you had to do was to cook an egg, and you couldn't. I don't understand.
Don't they make you make a banana bread or something, though?
Something like
Maybe
that.
Maybe that's complicated for him.
It's not.
Okay.
I don't understand. He literally makes breakfast by himself. He makes his own pancakes.
Was your eldest that's now failing home ec smart when he was a kid? Like, was he interested in anything? See?
He's maybe, always been smart.
Maybe it'll be your luck, and Easton, your youngest, will turn out to be a ding-dong, too.
What?
No, I'm just playing. Obviously, I would not never wish that upon your son.
Appreciate that.
But maybe like throughout his education, because he's 14 now, he was interested in school and education early in life, like your son, Easton. And then maybe he fell out of interest along the way. And
guys,
now he's like...
He's doing well in everything else.
Oh, wait, what?
He's failing home ec.
Oh.
He's just failing home ec.
You know, when I was in high school,
how do you feel, home ec?
When I was in high school, home ec was like the lamest thing.
I did not pay attention to home ec. I did not care about home ec. When it came to wood shop, I was like, ooh, we're building a birdhouse. Let's go.
Let me do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have wood shop.
Some kids just are not interested in home ec.
Well, he's failing it. So clearly he's not. It's very frustrating.
How many electives can you fail every year?
None.
Or no, it's not an elective. It's mandatory.
You can't fail it. You have to pass it.
You can fail a couple classes.
No.
Not really.
No.
I definitely failed classes,
I'm sure
guys.
You did.
Well, I know you did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, public service announcement.
You're supposed to make them all.
Public service announcement to the Camel Nation. I'm sorry for bringing down the intelligent level of this show. It's just what I do. Okay? I'm not the smartest cookie in the bunch.
Hey.
That's not even a saying, and I just made it. So, I'm sorry for your son failing home ec.
It's really frustrating.
There's other classes, and he is being successful in other areas of education.
And failing home ec. And it's just, kids are weird.
Well,
I don't know.
You need to get his butt in the kitchen.
Apparently.
Hey, what you need to do is make some bomb cookies for your home ec teacher and be like, Justin made these. Please give him a passing grade.
He can do it. He's just not. Yeah. He's just not applying himself. I don't know.
Yeah, it's home
wild.
Ec. It's home ec.
You know, he got to pass here. It.
You're starting to sound like his teachers. It's important. No, it's not.
It's important.
Never. Just wait. You'll really have a problem if the guidance counselor calls your parents and says, your son hasn't come to school at all in the past 2 months.
See, the bonus to nowadays is I would know, because if he misses two periods, I get a text.
Yeah,
yeah.
They were just not up on attendance that strictly back in those days in the 40s when I went to high school.
Is this a personal story?
Yeah. Your boy almost did not graduate high school.
What?
Yeah. I will divulge next. Cheyenne, it's gonna be okay.
Is it though?
Yes,
is it?
It is. It's just home economics, and trust me when I tell you, I had way bigger fish to fry in high school than home ec, and it was called every single class.
You were failing every class?
Absolutely.
What did you do with your time?
Not go to school and not do work at all.
You just didn't go?
I DJ'd heavily throughout my high school life from when I was 16. My uncle owned a nightclub in downtown Detroit, and I was known as like the young teenager DJ. So I would DJ nightclubs throughout the week, and I would literally not go to school Thursday or Friday any week ever. So, mind you, that is not going to help you graduate high school.
Yeah.
So they called in my parents, which they had no idea. And to be fair and honest with you, they were extremely busy working and they didn't pay attention and they didn't have it on their radar. So I got away with it for a long time until my teachers were like, they chalked me up as a loss at that point because they were sending letters home. They were trying to reach out to my parents. My parents were never home. I just take the letter and throw it in the trash. Like, they did not have contact with my family. So this was before the age of cell phones, believe it or not, guys. So they literally sat me down with my parents and they said, okay, Nico has to do an entire two semesters worth of work in a month in order to graduate for all his classes.
That is so much work.
All of his classes. And also, with the summer before, I had to take algebra summer school too because I just blew that class off. And I got a 4.0 in summer school. Because literally, I just did not do the work or care.
Good
it wasn't
Lord.
That I wasn't smart enough to do it. I just didn't care about it.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it was valuable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, eventually. When was the last time you used algebra?
Yeah, man.
So.
Again, home economics. Yeah. So
home economics you use every day.
I put together the most amazing 2 month run of having to do midterms and finals and every single thesis and paper, everything. A 2 months that was a two semesters worth of work for six classes.
You were like Billy Madison.
Yeah. He was.
They ran me through it. I had to be doing aptitude tests too, the ACTs on top of that, which I scored a 16 on. So I ended up graduating. Class of 1996, walked across the stage with my homies, and no one had a clue either. Like, all my friends were like, he's not graduating. Like, he's not finishing school.
They're like, who even is that guy?
Nico is 100% dropping out of high school. I was definitely the dropout kid.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. People looked at me and they were like, yeah, you're dropping out. There's no way.
I highly disliked kids like you.
Yeah,
you weren't there, but for whatever reason, you were graduating.
Yeah, I graduated.
That's wild.
Summa cum laude tupelade. Just kidding. Didn't have any honors. But that would have been cool.
They were just honored that you made it there.
Yeah. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Let me start by saying, I hate social media.
Yes.
It consumes way too much of my brain space that I like to enjoy my life with. I'm always worried about, I got to post this for a client. I got to do this for the show. I got to make sure that I'm meeting my goals that they set for me.
Checking
my boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you'd like to follow us on social media, Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram.
We post super regularly.
But man, sometimes I'm like, I don't ever want to see this ever again. I'd be totally cool to delete Instagram from my life.
Social media is very overstimulating.
It is.
A couple of days ago, I had to like shut my phone off and completely step away because I was far too overstimulated. There's just so much going on. Like, you know, you go through like politics season and election season. And you're like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be over because I'm not going to have to see anything anymore.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah. No, it's still coming.
It's still coming. And I'm
now we're
over
getting
it.
You're right. And I'm right in those posts.
Yep. And then it's the influencers who are just super in your face. Because there are really good content creators out there.
For sure.
Who post really great content.
Yeah.
But then there's like this inundated amount of scripted content that I don't
super fake
do well with.
Some people make it a part of their lives, Cheyenne. They dedicate like
it's their personality.
Hours of their lives just scrolling, just doing the thumb move. They get just scroll for hours and hours, and I can't do it.
I can't.
My brain wants to explode at that point.
Yeah, like my eyes will hurt, and then my spirit almost feels broken.
Yeah.
After a certain amount of time on Instagram.
I don't want to look at food I can't eat all the time.
I know.
I hate seeing those posts. You guys got to try the latest bakery. It's over here. It's the most delicious chocolate-filled croissants.
What I hate about that is you got paid to say that.
Yeah.
Like, how do I know it's good?
I can't do it.
Yeah. There's one girl I follow on Instagram. She lives here. And the point of her going to, like, doing food reviews is that she's crazy honest.
Yeah.
So if you're inviting her, you better make sure that your ducks are in a row.
You are not paying for that review.
There's a super fancy restaurant that opened up in, I think, Tempe. It's called 333,
okay.
Sushi restaurant. The very first thing that she said was, I will not be back to eat this overpriced salty food.
I like the honesty.
So do I.
That
love it.
That makes me never want to go to 333 in Tempe.
Yeah.
That being said, 333 in Tempe, if you'd like us to come out and try your food and give our own review, feel free to reach out to Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram.
We're here, and we like food, so there's that.
I love the brutally honest reviews. I love content. I soak it in. Whether, like I said, it's a food review or something delicious that I like to look at, or maybe like it's a helpful hint at doing some life hacks. I love those posted. It's just the brainless stuff that just makes
me
giggle.
The dumb stuff
that really just wears me down completely.
I think I'm going to make a point in the next couple of months to like one day a week, I'm just going to shut my phone off for a few hours, like fully shut it down.
Yeah.
So, cause I noticed that even when it was shut down, but it was close to me. Like in commercial breaks or like if I had a split second, I would pull my phone up and try to go like, you know, and
try to doom scroll immediately.
Yeah. And I need to break off from it. And we all do.
Start by leaving it outside of the bathroom.
I try not to take it in the bathroom.
Start
anyways.
There because I know that's my wife will have dead legs. Her legs will fall asleep. She will have her knees on her elbows on her knees.
Yeah.
Just scrolling while she's on the toilet.
Oh, that's no bueno.
And I think it's just to avoid me.
Oh, no. She loves you so much.
I think she's trying to avoid me.
No!
Poop avoidance. I just feel like listening to that song, Drinking Whiskey by a Fire.
Sounds pretty glorious right now, actually.
While one of your friends is playing an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. My buddy loves to play the acoustic guitar, so having him around is very nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I could just sit down by a piano and just start playing something.
He also can do that.
That's amazing talent right there.
He's in a band. He's
I just
want to
just sit down there, like have my lady on my lap. I reach around her waist. I'm tickling the ivories,
yeah.
And I go, "Woo, baby, woo, woo, woo," something like that.
And then she'll go, "Goose, you stud,
take me to bed or lose me forever. Show me the way home, honey." Best movie ever. All right, y'all. It's time to say adios, amigos.
I love you guys so much. Bye.
All right. We're going to go to the Phoenix Open now and get warmed up for Jelly Roll
Real
tonight.
Real silly.
And honestly, if you see us, okay, please
come say hi.
Please. I want to be recognized in public. give me that. Give me that. Okay? I want someone to go, "Are you Nico?" Happened the other day. It was a very cool feeling.
Literally happened to me in Target yesterday, standing in the checkout line.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. And then they looked at your basket and were like, "Cheyenne, why so much booze?
Are you okay?"
All right. Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.